So I want to get more into treating a patient like this as disease progresses, but just also pick up on another point that you brought up before in terms of intraperitoneal therapy. There have been a lot of publications. There was one recently had a lot of media coverage about the fact that it's, you know, intraperitoneal therapy is not by any means universally done in clinical practice. And as far as I know, in your clinical practice, it's not done very much. What's your take on this? You know, sometimes you read some of these pieces and it comes across as, well, why aren't we giving, you know, standard therapy and not really getting into the controversy about whether or not this really is indicated?
Right. So as I kind of alluded to, but not in detail in our little case, intraperitoneal chemotherapy has three nuances. Yes, where you put the chemotherapy, but it's also weekly and dose intense. And to sort out or disassemble the intraperitoneal piece is naive. And remember, in our case, we treated her with weekly and dose intense. We just didn't do the intraperitoneal. So how critical the intraperitoneal component is, because those patients get dose intense and weekly, is unknown. So I like this idea of intraperitoneal chemotherapy, which is weekly and dose intense. I just don't know what the contribution of administrating the chemotherapy in the belly. But we know from other trials that weekly and dose intense is important. So that's the controversy, and intraperitoneal is more toxic. So these people that say it's absolutely the way to go, we don't really know that. And you know, last time we spoke in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, there was a paper, lead article, editorial, that in those intraperitoneal studies, that there was a 10-year survival advantage, okay? Why? Because they had intraperitoneal, dose intense, and weekly. And whether it was just intraperitoneal or not, I'm not sure.
What kinds of complications concern you the most in terms of IP therapy?
So again, you can hear in my voice that I'm really focused on survivorship. Pain. It hurts to fill your belly full of chemotherapy. And is associated with that intestinal irritation, there's nausea, okay? And as you do more dose intensity, there's the chemotherapy-related side effects, whether it be neuropathy or marrow suppression.